Almost showtime, everybody.
Where does the handsome young knight enter the scene?
From stage left.
Bob, can I have a word?
Oh, great to see you, Mr. Dezer. Our production of Ehod and the Belly of Eglon is going very smoothly, for once.
Remember I told you my mother is visiting?
In 2 weeks, we're doing her favorite show, Dave and the Giant Pickle.
I've already pulled the original scripts from storage.
And we have started making the armor of the giant Goliath.
Is not this papier-mâché shield magnifique?
We start rehearsals tomorrow.
About that, when I said my mother is coming in 2 weeks, I may have been off by a little bit.
How much is a little bit?
Oh, Nevy, there you are, my darling Boopsy.
Look, everyone, Mr. Nezer has a twin.
Everyone, this is my mother.
Oh, right.
She's here, ready to see her favorite show tonight.
You must be Robert, the director.
You can call me Bob.
Well, Robert, I can't wait to see Dave and the Giant Pickle live on stage. It's my favorite, you know.
Wow, you carry around the videotape.
Trust me, the heavy part is the VCR.
Break a leg, everyone. My first time in your theater. I'm so proud of my widow, Nebby.
Mr. Nezer's name is Nebby?
Better make it a good one, Bob.
But we haven't rehearsed this show. It's okay, everyone. We have the script from the original show.
The script is gone! I put it on this table, but it's missing!
That pile of paper was the script?
Don't tell me. Where did you get the paper to make the papier-mâché shield?
We won't tell you.
No script? No props? We're completely in the dark here.
Well, I have the perfect letter for that. From Emma. Dear Bob and Larry, I'm afraid of the dark. At night, I get really afraid. Do you ever feel that way? What should I do?
I think I know exactly how Emma feels.
The dark can be scary. What should we say?
We'll get to Emma's letter later. We have a show to make up on the spot.
Get your sister,
get your brother,
call your uncle
and your mother.
If you're missing any other of the people that you know, we're going to start the show. It's the Veggie Tales Show.
Live on stage.
It's the Veggie Tales Show.
For every age.
It's the Veggie Tales Show.
I'm in the cage.
It's the Veggie, 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 Veggie Tales. It's the Veggie Tales Show.
But I wasn't the narrator of the original show. I don't know the lines.
You'll do great. It's the story of David and Goliath. We begin with little Dave as a shepherd boy.
That's me.
Yes, great. And then Dave's brothers keep knocking over his sheep.
Why do they knock over my sheep?
It's a comic bit. But then there's a war, and the brothers go off to the war. And then you fight the giant Goliath.
Who will fight me? Ho, ho, ho. Am I a dog that you would come at me with sticks?
You remember your lines?
Of course I do. It was my breakout role.
The sets are ready. Not perfect, but they'll have to do.
Places, everyone. Let's put on a great show. Or at least try.
Well done, my little baby bumpkins.
Oh, Mama.
Why, if this show were a cookie, I'd eat it right up. Nom, 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 nom.
This is the story of, David, King of Israel, giant fighter, and a great poet.
Hi, I'm Dave.
He was just a little shepherd boy with sheep?
Where are his sheep? Little Dave has to have sheep.
We used some props from our last holiday show. They're not exactly sheep, but if you close your eyes and use your imagination.
No.
These are my sheep.
Yes, those are your sheep.
Those look like turkeys. And now I'm hungry for a turkey leg.
Dave watched over the sheep with his brothers.
His brothers.
That's us.
Me too. I'm his really older brother.
Dave's brothers would poke fun at him because he was so little. They'd knock over his sheep and make him put the sheep back up again for comedy.
Over here, Dave.
Hey, Dave, pick up my sheep.
Mine as well.
You win this time, sheep.
Except for the one brother, who instead fell down and made Dave pick him up.
Oh, brothers.
One day, their father came to see them.
My sons, bad news. The bad guys have attacked.
The Philistines.
Phyllis? The king needs you all to go to war with Phyllis.
Except for Dave.
He's too little.
Too little?
Too little.
Dave, you will not have to fight Phyllis.
The Philistines.
Oh, Philistines. That makes more sense. Dave, you won't have to fight the Philistines because you're too small. Also, you won't have to fight Phyllis because she's not in the Bible.
This is a disaster.
It looks like Mother Nezer is enjoying herself, though. She's definitely laughing.
Phew. At least it can't get any worse.
Goliath is gone.
We can't do Dave and the Giant Pickle without the Giant Pickle. Larry, you'll have to play Goliath.
Excellent! I've always seen myself as a giant among cucumbers. What are my lines?
Here, read this.
But he's too short to play Goliath.
Little guys can do big things too, Philippe.
And so, the Philistines said rude things to the Israelites.
Wait, why are the peas wearing cheese hats? Where are the Philistine helmets?
We didn't have any time to get the helmets, so we improvised.
You smell of cheese!
And not the fragrant kind, but the stinky cheese!
So the Israelites yelled back at them.
Yay, cheese! Stinky cheese! Love it.
And then the Philistines brought out their giant.
Who will fight me?
Not me.
I'll fight the giant.
Ho, ho, ho. Am I a dog that you would come at me with sticks and turkeys?
These are Dave's sheep.
I did it!
Watch where you put your stilts!
You're ruining Mother's favorite show!
I got it!
It's so dark! I need nuzzle buttons!
Is everyone okay?
Mr. Nezer?
What exactly is a nuzzle buttons? This is nuzzle buttons.
Nuzzle buttons!
It's okay to be afraid of the dark, Mr. Nezer. Sometimes I am, too.
I'm afraid of male pattern baldness.
See, everyone's afraid of something, Mr. Nezer.
What matters is what we do when we feel afraid.
And what do?
We remember. We remember that God is our shepherd.
Wait. God is a shepherd?
Do you remember the story I told you when I gave you nuzzle buttons?
That was so long ago. I was just a little sprout.
Robert?
Ma'am?
Here's your new show. Please distribute the parts.
You have all those scripts in your purse?
I'm not just a mother, Robert. I'm a theater mother. I also have sandpaper, a loaf of garlic bread, tap shoes, and sheep costumes. Chop, chop, everyone. Let's put on a good show.
And now it's time for Silly Songs with Letty, the part of the show where Letty comes out and sings a silly song.
Bob! In the middle of the night, as the crickets chirp,
chirp, chirp,
and the barn owls hoot,
woo, woo,
and the bullfrogs burp,
rabbit, rabbit.
In the middle of the night,
oh yeah,
in between the sheets,
like a BLT,
lies a tomato,
oh, oh,
singing in his sleep. He goes, sleep singing, sleep swinging, got the melody ringing. Those bells spring, springing. Dreaming he's locked before a sold out crowd, but the sleepy tomato's barely making a sound. In the middle of the night, as the raccoons munch,
chomp, chomp,
from the garbage cans,
clang, clang,
where they meet for lunch.
Mm-mm.
In the middle of the night,
oh, oh,
past the kitchen creeps,
creep, creep,
a tomato,
a creepy tomato,
is eaten in his sleep. He goes, sleep eating, repeating, what's he doing? Sleep chewing, dreaming he's munching on a delicious stew, but the sleeping tomato's really eating his shoe. In the middle of the night, as the possum sway,
sway, sway,
when the skunk's got the funk,
funky skunk,
and the night monkeys play,
play monkeys play.
In the middle of the night, no sheep,
he ain't counting no sheep.
The sleepy tomato
snooze and
dancing in the sleep. He goes, sleep dancing, no plans in. Do the hibernation boogie, bust the 40 wings boogie.
What's going on?
Oh, nothing. You're just sleep singing.
And eating.
And dancing.
Okay.
That sleeping tomato ain't counting no sheep. He's singing and eating and dancing in his sleep.
This has been Silly Songs with Letty. Tune in next time to hear Bob say...
Shh! Sleep singing. Sleep swinging. Sleep singing.
There once was a flock of many sheep. Older sheep. Younger sheep, and even a small timid sheep called Nuzzle Buttons. Sheep need someone to watch over them because they are quite clumsy, can be easily distracted, and are not too bright. No offense.
None taken.
These sheep were tended by a good shepherd. The shepherd had the traditional instrument of shepherds.
I am the one good shepherd. I feed you grass, salt, and pepper. I don't change spots like a leper. I am the one good shepherd.
I'm not saying we sheep aren't bright, but do you know how many of us it takes to change a light bulb?
What's a light bulb?
I lead you to still water.
H2O.
I catch you when you falter.
Oopsie-daisy.
I'm solid like the rock of Gibraltar.
Rock solid.
I am the one good shepherd.
I've got a joke. Is it true that sheep have a very short attention span?
I don't know. Is it true that sheep have a very short attention span?
Was I saying something?
I don't think so.
I prepare for you a great table.
Peanut butter and jelly.
I read you stories and fables.
Good night, Moon.
I make sure your coats are all labeled.
100% wool.
I am the one good shepherd.
You just love the good shepherd.
He always takes care of us. We have everything we need.
Yes, the good shepherd always cared for his sheep. Unfortunately, sheep are forgetful little creatures. No offense.
None taken.
And sometimes they forget just how good the good shepherd can be
which is exactly what happened to Little Nuzzle Buttons one dark and stormy night.
Ah! What was that? It's only thunder. Where's the shepherd? What if I don't have everything I need? We aren't safe here. We have to save ourselves. Run!
Nuzzle Buttons, I'm right here.
The timid sheep ran off and soon became lost.
I'm not lost. I know exactly where I am. According to the map, I'm about 3 miles in the middle of... lost! I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid. I am afraid. I am afraid. And I'm all alone. And it's dark.
Suddenly, a ferocious wolf leaped out at the lamb.
Excuse me, young Master Lamb. I am a ferocious wolf here to eat you, if you don't mind.
I do mind.
I'm sorry, but it can't be helped. You see, I've already steeped a pot of tea, and I simply must have lamb biscuits before my tea cools.
But the Good Shepherd, being the Good Shepherd, had never left Little Nuzzle Buttons.
Good Shepherd, where are you?
Right here?
Of course, Nuzzle Buttons, being a forgetful sheep, was very afraid.
It's dark! I'm afraid! And I'm all alone!
Ha ha! That's right! Your shepherd isn't here!
Excuse me.
Oh, hello there.
You seem to be between me and my lost lamb.
That lamb is yours. I was just about to call the authorities to help this lamb find its master.
Yeah, right.
The Good Shepherd then used his crook to scare off the wolf.
His crook? You mean like a bad guy?
No, his staff.
His staff, like a maid and a butler?
No, a crook is a long pole with a hook on the end. Shepherds use them to lovingly guide their sheep.
Oh, I don't have a crook.
That is a relief. Ta-ta for now.
Are you okay?
I was scared, but not anymore.
You do know that I'm always near, right?
I do now.
Let's go home.
The shepherd guided the lamb home.
Wherever I go, I know that my God is with me. I don't walk alone, 'cause he goes before and behind me. I'm like a sheep, and the Lord is my good shepherd. I have all that I need. Supper. God helps me snooze in green and fluffy meadows, gives me rest that I choose over any cozy pillow. Wherever I go, I know that my God is with me. I don't walk alone, 'cause he goes before and behind me. He cleans up my soul and gives my heart a bubble bath. He walks by my side and leads me on the right path. I know wherever I go, fear, 'cause I know you're here. Your rod and your staff, oh, they tell me that you're near. No worries here. Wherever I go, I know that my God is with me. I don't walk alone, 'cause he goes before and behind me. When folks steal my lunch, my God provides a picnic. He's anointed my head. I know misfit. I trust that I'm his. His love is overflowing, and I trust that he's here. His goodness is following. Oh, I know wherever I go that my God is with me. Even though I walk in the darkness, I will not. Your goodness and love, oh, they tell me that you're near. No worries here. When bad times come, the Lord's still my good shepherd, so I'm gonna praise him forever and forever. Oh, I know wherever I go that my God is with me. Oh, no! I'm all alone again! Help!
You are not alone. Remember? I'm always with you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we sheep have bad short-term memory.
Why is that?
I can't remember.
Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Thank you, Mother Nezzer.
Happy to help, Robert. And happy to remind my Schnookums he doesn't have to be afraid of the dark.
I'm not afraid of the dark.
Nebby.
Well, maybe sometimes.
I'm afraid we still have to finish the show.
Well, don't just stand there. Get cracking.
Thank you, everyone, for coming.
And thanks for your letter, Emma. Whenever you feel afraid, we hope you remember that God, the Good Shepherd, is always with you and is always watching over you.
And now it is time for our verse.
Coming!
What's this?
Cheese!
And not the fragrant kind, but the stinky cheese!
Stinky cheese. Love it.
Yeesh.
Psalm 23, 4a. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Well, that sums it up. Remember, God made you special.
And he loves you very much.
Goodbye!